service this evening. It's a beautiful time to gather together as the body of Christ to celebrate the second person of the Trinity taking a body for us. Just a couple instructions this evening. Most of you have been here before when we do our candlelight service, but when we after you come and have communion, after you receive communion, come and take a luminary. They are lit by the candle. So you turn the candle clockwise, not the bottom, but the flame itself. And then proceed around, and don't stop. Go all the way around so we can encompass in a circle the sanctuary. And once we're all gathered around with our lights, we will sing and close with Silent Night, and then we'll have dismiss in quiet. We do have Christmas gifts that I got for each one, just little booklets, but they're, you know, for those of you who read the scripture through this year, and I told you that would be a blessing, if you memorize this little booklet, it's our catechism and an explanation of it, it'll be equally a treat. But if you want a more tangible treat, we went by, Sherry and I, Chestnut Hill Bakery today and got the most beautiful Christmas cookies with wreaths that we'll have tomorrow morning. So if you want a more tangible treat, you can have for that. Anything that I need to say about the instructions? Okay, we're good to go. All right, let's, we'll open with a carol and then I'll welcome us in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us stand and sing together hymn 188.
Thank you.
But the entirety of that offering on Christmas Eve goes to local missions, which our board has determined. So none of it goes to anything other than helping and serving others. So we will have an offering. Now I welcome you, O Christ, light of the world, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and minds to worship you in spirit and in truth. You may be seated. Let us call each to worship using on the bulletin insert the first four verses of Psalm 110 by whole verse. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord will send the scepter of your power out of Zion, say, and rule over your enemies round about you.
Princely state has been yours from the day of your birth. In the beauty of holiness have I begotten you, like dew from the womb of the morning.
The Lord has sworn, and he will not recant. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Emmanuel, God with us, a promise kept, a child. By definition, a baby is dependent on adults for everything: food, shelter, protection, and love. A baby is unable to use logic and reason. It needs constant attention. But the baby Jesus, this child created the world. This child existed before anything or anyone.
This child was a king. A king in a stable, wrapped in rags, but a king nonetheless.
His child would bring hope, not just a wish, but the confidence that God would defeat Satan, that good would win over evil.
This child would bring peace, even in the midst of great suffering and trials, a peace that assures his followers that he is in control, even when it feels like nobody is.
This child would bring love, a love that would never be taken away, a love that is beyond our understanding.
And this child would bring joy, for he would deliver us.
Thank you. first reading is from Isaiah 7:10-14. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel."
This is the long night. This is the dark night when those who listen await his cry.
This is the eve of the great nativity, when those who are longing await his appearing.
Wait with a watchful heart.
Listen, hear the song of angels glorious. Ere long it will be heard that his foot has reached the earth. Know that the King of glory is come.
Sweet little Jesus, King of glory.
This night is born Jesus, Son of the King of glory. This night is born to us the hope of peace.
Sweet little Jesus, Prince of peace.
This night gleams sea and shore together. The night was born Christ, the King of greatness.
Hail to the King, blessed is he.
Surely the light of the world has come, and unspeakable joy fills this place.
In thee, Lord Jesus, let there be joy.
The second reading, 1 John 4:7-16. Beloved, let us all love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that his loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
Thank you.
gifts are not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but rather our time, our talents, our treasure, yea, our entire lives are given unto you, as you have given us all things in this Christ child. To him alone be all glory and honor, dominion and power. Amen.
Gospel reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Thus saith the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
is heaven's perfect lamb. This sleeping child you're holding is the great
days, or a short period of time. The word of the Lord. This passage has always been seen by the history of the church is the birth of Jesus Christ, and we know through Herod that the red dragon and all his violence and enmity toward this male son had the holy innocents killed, all male children under two. And tonight, even though we might close it by singing Peaceful Silent Night, and even though we love the quiet and the peace and the calm and the beauty and the joy, let me remind you that the seven-headed, ten-horned, red dragon reminds us that what Christmas is all about is the beginning of a fight. A fight. And it was a real humdinger. If you allowed me to rewrite it, it might go Silent Night, Violent Night, Hell and Heaven meet to fight. For from the garden, when that great dragon, the one who would devour not only the Holy Child, but would devour each of us, who only comes to kill and steal and destroy, he has tried to take that which is not his, which is the property of only God alone. So this is an invasion, if you will. Bethlehem was an invasion. As God, in the fullness of time, came in this child. Philip Yancey, a good writer, he put, from God's viewpoint and Satan's, Christmas singles far more than the birth of a baby. It was a cosmic invasion, the decisive advance in the great struggle for God to redeem the world. And it all began in Bethlehem. So why are they fighting? If you look at why powers fight today, they usually have quite tangible reasons. They fight for power, or money, or oil, or property, or honor, or status. But you know what this red dragon and this Christ child fight for? They fight for us. That great promé in Latin. It is not only was a Savior to be born in Bethlehem, but a Savior was to be born for us. You may feel lonely tonight. You may feel neglected. You may feel not that special. But I want you to know, and Christmas signals it so, that God Almighty entered into a cosmic, eternal fight to redeem you for no other reason than absolute love and pleasure for who you are. You may wonder if anybody would be willing to fight for you. Christmas is God writ large that he will fight. And it all ends when this dragon, who fails to devour the Christ child at the manger, swallows the adult Christ on the cross. But what we know, and why we rejoice today, is that when he swallowed the grown Christ child on the cross, he was actually swallowing his own poison that led to his demise. And if you'll jump down just a couple verses from where I stopped, we see that John promises this, picking up in verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser, that dragon, of our brothers have been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. So this was a fight. A fight where this male child won over all for you. So when you tell someone Merry Christmas, you're really saying the dragon is dead, the baby is still alive, and therefore forgiveness and freedom is available for us all. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Let us stand. Speak on.
If you'll join me in the Eucharistic prayer, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Almighty God, you shape your very life to create and restore and enjoy us forever. We gather around your altar like those who thronged your Son's manger, longing for you to reassemble men and women, kings and working people, Jews and Gentiles, heaven and earth, at the place where our humanity and your divinity meet. You had too much love to keep it to yourself. And though we took up arms against you and one another, you disarmed us in coming into our midst as a defenseless baby. As his arms were tied in swaddling clothes, so later his hands were nailed to the cross. Yet you made his birth the foretaste of our redemption, and his death the gateway to resurrection life. You give us such joy and peace in your company that our hearts join the angels in the Christmas sky and around your eternal throne, singing the hymn of your unending praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of new birth, as you laid your Son in Mary's arms, you place these gifts of bread and wine in our hands. Sanctify your church to be as fragile and tender and true as the infant Savior. Send down your Holy Spirit that this bread of wheat gathered from the fields and the cup of grapes gathered from the vineyards may be for us the very body and blood of your Son, our Savior, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and again he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
God, who exalts the humble and humbles the exalted, as you drew the Magi to the place of your epiphany, call us to yourself and bring your creation to its consummation. Lift your whole church, living and departed, to the vision of your glory. Once made flesh in a humble family, now exalted and reigning with justice and mercy. In this banquet, restore us in your image, surround us with your company, and prepare us for your freedom, after the pattern of your Son, through whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Throughout the year, several point out that which I'll remind to you. As Christ incarnated, which means to take on flesh, himself in Jesus of Nazareth, his body was wrapped in swaddling clothes. It's not primarily for being sanitary that we also hold the very body of Christ in the cloth that you see. So you receive the very body and blood of the one who cannot be devoured, who devours all enemies. Flesh and sin and Satan and death out of love for us. Come and receive this Lamb that came and again comes to us in His real body. I invite all those who love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with sincerity and truth, to come and to receive the very body and blood of this precious child.
Thank you.
You go out in the full presence of that eternal light that came and shines upon us all. In the light of Christ, may we walk forth in the gift of forgiveness that He has provided for us. With the communion of God and the grace of the Holy Spirit,
May we be lifted up, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.